The economic crisis has also been felt in the low-wage, high-output factories of India. These factories churn out goods that often end up in American shopping malls and branded showrooms. That leather jacket you bought at Macy's, for example, could well have been made in the Indian shantytown of Dharavi. It's in the middle of Mumbai and is the home of more than 15,000 single-room factories. And orders are down. The BBC's Zubair Ahmed sent us this report.
In this big hall, tucked away from the hustle and bustle of Mumbai, more than 20 men are putting finishing touches to leather jackets. Soon the leather goods will be on their way to European and American markets. Saeed Bhai owns a factory that supplies buckles for belts, shoes and bags. Work in this small, dimly lit factory is going on in full swing to meet the orders from the US, orders that came in before the financial crisis hit the Western world.
After the economic meltdown started in the US, I haven't received a single order.
Neither has Abdullah Sheikh, maker and exporter of leather garments.
Order, yani ke ekdam zero hai.
It's zero. Every year, our target used to be to have orders to the tune of 3,000 to 4,000 pieces for the holiday season alone. But so far, the orders have been nil.
Exporters of leather goods are not the only ones hurting. Dharavi manufactures embroidered garments, jewelry, and textile. One exporter named Danish says his business has dropped by half in the past few months.
Before, the exports were around 60% to 70%, and right now, because of the economic meltdown, it is around 30% to 40%.
According to rough estimates, Dharavi produces goods worth $1 billion, most of it for exports. But boom is giving way to gloom. Hundreds of workers have been laid off. Many here are worried that things won't bounce back in the West anytime soon. Danish, the exporter, says he is starting to look for other markets.
So I'm searching for new buyers around the globe. Specifically speaking, the orders from Europe has been on a decline, and I'm searching for new countries.
In the meantime, the small factories here continue to churn out goods, but many are wondering for how long. For The World, I'm Zubair Ahmed in Mumbai.